Imagine two women. One drives a BMW and lives in luxury despite having no prestigious degree or career, while another with a master's degree struggles to find a man who won't use her for free meals and emotional support. This stark contrast reveals the hidden power dynamics that G.L. Lambert exposes in his controversial relationship manual. The book distinguishes between women who hope for reciprocity and those who strategically leverage male psychology to get what they want. It's not about physical attributes, but understanding value exchange in its purest form. While mainstream advice tells women to be patient and accommodating, this underground sensation offers a radically different perspective. Why wait for what you deserve when you can take it now? The book categorizes strategically minded women into tiers, from dumb hoes settling for basic necessities to smart hoes who master the art of receiving substantial benefits through creating perceived value, scarcity, and mystery. What truly separates successful practitioners from typical daters is their understanding of male psychology. Men are drawn to three key qualities: charm, sex appeal, and emotional ease. This combination creates what Lambert calls a Disneyland for men, a fantasy world where they can relax with someone who seemingly wants nothing but a good time. Charm operates like hypnosis. It lulls men into comfort through compliments, flirty sass, and strategic body language. Even the most confident men crave ego strokes, which is why a woman who makes eye contact, offers genuine compliments, and uses confident body language can transform from average to irresistible. Perhaps most counterintuitively, what truly captivates men is a woman's coolness, a genuine, fun-loving, no-pressure disposition. While a woman's greatest fear is never finding commitment, a man's greatest fear is commitment itself. Smart practitioners leverage this knowledge by removing relationship pressure, creating a rare dynamic that confuses and amazes men accustomed to women seeking defined relationships. Seduction in this framework isn't primarily about physical attraction, but psychological engagement. While most women passively wait to be approached, strategic daters initiate contact deliberately, giving them control from the beginning while making the man believe he's the pursuer. The approach is methodical. They don't target the most attractive men, but look for specific indicators of wealth and status: polished shoes, premium watches, quality business attire. They initiate conversation naturally, then systematically gather essential information within the first few minutes. Physical proximity is carefully managed, standing just inches away, creating intimate space while maintaining social appropriateness. Eye contact must be unrelenting yet natural, channeling genuine desire rather than appearing predatory. Once dating begins, they implement a sophisticated escalation strategy, breaking physical barriers immediately but strategically, engaging in playful banter that mixes humor with subtle sexuality, and maintaining calculated physical contact. Each encounter ends with carefully choreographed physical contact that promises more but delivers less than expected. Making a man financially invest requires first making him emotionally invest. This happens through carefully crafted vulnerability and strategic storytelling that positions a woman as someone needing protection while maintaining independence. Men are naturally drawn to bad girls trying to be good or good girls one step from relapsing, archetypal stories that inspire them to emotionally and financially invest in a woman's well-being. Unlike accommodating women who become slaves to a man's schedule, strategic daters establish their own territory in his life through calculated availability. They create consistent phone schedules that he must adapt to, perhaps calling at specific times like lunch breaks or early evenings. They excel as confidants by demonstrating exceptional discretion and emotional intelligence, building trust by telling him they don't discuss their relationship with friends, then strategically sharing something personal they've never told anyone. Most powerfully, they address relationship anxiety head-on through the talk, not to define the relationship, but to paradoxically release him from that pressure. The transition from emotional connection to financial support requires perfect timing. Rather than making entitled requests that instantly turn men off, successful practitioners create endearment and position themselves as occasionally needing rescue, delivering requests with childlike sincerity that melts resistance. They create scenarios requiring natural financial involvement, perhaps planning a charity gala requiring formal attire, then surprising him by purchasing their own gown and even offering to split his tuxedo cost. This strategic generosity makes men more inclined to reciprocate financially when actual needs arise. They might casually mention a broken laptop affecting their work or a dental procedure they're saving for, planting seeds for future assistance without explicit requests. To maintain the dynamic, they remember that men need emotional nurturing too, providing occasional, inexpensive but meaningful gifts. A sports team mug after a big win, a nice-looking tie that matches his eyes, or his favorite home-cooked meal. These small gestures demonstrate thoughtfulness and cement their reputation as sweet and devoted. For those who have already become sexually intimate before securing benefits, the situation requires careful recalibration. The critical 24-hour window after intimacy provides an opportunity to reframe the dynamic by initiating contact first, describing his sexual performance as okay or different, carefully chosen words that challenge his ego without causing irreparable damage. This creates a subtle power shift while positioning their sexuality as now exclusively reserved for him. When reconnecting with financially improved ex-boyfriends, they execute a complete persona transformation, presenting a sophisticated 2.0 version with elevated conversation topics, refined mannerisms, and an air of newfound success. The maintenance phase after sexual intimacy requires sophisticated psychological engagement rather than focusing solely on physical techniques. They create elaborate anticipation through strategic communication, carefully timed messages, and planned accidental encounters that build tension. During intimate moments, they incorporate unexpected elements, changes in routine, location, or dynamics to maintain interest. This approach occupies an ethically gray area, legal but socially stigmatized and professionally risky. Reputation damage threatens through family discovery, networked men sharing warnings, or competitive women spreading embellished stories. Success requires unwavering dedication, as hesitation typically leads to failure. Practitioners maintain psychological balance by viewing themselves as merely presenting opportunities men freely choose. They emphasize the voluntary nature of these exchanges without coercion. However, this lifestyle exacts a personal toll, the inability to form genuine emotional connections, leaving many feeling isolated despite material success. The core strategy involves creating separation anxiety, unlike conventional dating where women show obvious interest. Sophisticated practitioners never explicitly request payment. Doing so would shatter the illusion. Instead, they cultivate genuine emotional investment from partners. Are these tactics manipulation or simply clear-eyed relationship understanding? Each reader must decide. What's undeniable is that these strategies expose uncomfortable truths about relationship dynamics, where value is constantly exchanged, assessed, and leveraged. The key insight may be that in all relationships, we should remain conscious of our value and ensure fair exchange for what we offer.